Okay. What about names of some of the streets in your neighborhood where you live?
Just name some streets. Mm-hmm. Millicent Way, Cumberland Drive, Albemarle, Dunmoreland, Dumbarton, Spring Lake Drive.
That it?
That's about it.
Okay. What about different, do you have names for different kinds of parking? Like say if you were trying to park in a space between two cars at the
parallel car. Parking.
Yeah. All right. Or say if you were trying to park between the painted lines that are kind of set at an angle in a mall parking lot. Do you have a name for that?
I've never really referred to them as just parallel parking or horizontal parking.
Is there, what's the difference? Or is it the same thing?
Like, you just either going straight in or parking along with the curb.
Which would be horizontal?
Just going straight into the curb.
Straight in, okay. You ever heard that term that I was referring to as angle parking?
No.
Okay, what about the thing that you're not supposed to park in front of, the fireman hooks his...
A fire hydrant?
Yeah, right, okay. And in downtown Shreveport, is there a building that you can drive into and park your car?
Yes.
What would you call that?
Parking lot.
Okay. You ever heard of calling anything besides that? Is this one of the kinds that you drive round and round, you find a place in the building?
Well, there's only most of the large, like the Commercial National Bank in Shreveport, they have a parking place just for the residents of that building, or if you're going to do some business with the bank, they have one like that, but most of it's, reserved parking.
That's good to you.
And, but there's only other one parking lot where you have to pay that's like that.
Yeah.
And that's a parking lot.
Yeah. You ever heard of parking garage or parking deck?
No, not really.
Okay. Alright. Do you have a general word for very tall buildings in the downtown area, whether they're office buildings or apartment buildings, whatever?
Skyscraper.
Would you say that there are any skyscrapers in Shreveport?
Well, it really depends. Like there's a couple in Shreveport that really, mark the land, that are over 20 stories high.
Yeah. Okay. Would you call a very big apartment building, pretty tall one, anything different?
Well, high-rise apartments.
Yeah. Yeah.
Things like that.
Could you ever call an office building a big one, a high-rise?
It depends if they were kind of mediocre between, a short 2 or 3 story building, somewhere between that and like a 20 story building.
Okay. Say if you're downtown, having a lot of office buildings there and passageways that go between and among these office buildings, you would call those?
Alleys.
Yeah. Now if you had that same situation in a residential area, passageways that go between people's houses, what would you call that?
Either driveways or alleys. There's not really many alleys in Shreveport residential areas. It wasn't built like that.
Okay. Say in the downtown area, an office building had burned down or a building had been torn down for some reason and hadn't been replaced, what would you call that area?
I saw a gutted building or...
Would you have any name for a lot, if there's just nothing there?
It's a vacant lot.
It's a vacant lot, okay. And say if you were in a public building like the courthouse and you wanted a drink of water, you'd just go to the...
Water fountain.
Okay, would there be a different name for it if it were in a park